It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
It's odd to feel hungover when you haven't excessively drunk the night before. But that was absolutely the feeling I woke up with Wednesday morning, stupefied and a bit queasy. As usual, my first reach was for my phone, which had buzzed me awake. Sad. Don't understand. Numb were some of the messages from friends and family that came in over the course of the morning. And later in the afternoon, this one. I haven't been able to get up today. I'm going to try to force myself to go to Trader Joe's and get some sweet potatoes. A sense of profound loss often comes with a feeling of paralysis. Wednesday morning, I would have loved to just pull my covers over my head and snuggle with Eric. But the farm doesn't allow that. Hungry mouths seek food and water. Critters locked up safely for the night crave the freedom of the pasture when the sun comes up. They baa or gobble in reproach if I keep them waiting. And when I am bereft, I'm grateful for this responsibility, which forces me to get up, get going, and ensure that life goes on. Thus, Wednesday morning, I was oddly grateful that a part of the fence near the barn separating the turkey yard from the sheep pasture had collapsed the day before. I had jerry-rigged it together hurriedly in the spring, using as fence panels some long sections of an abandoned portable chicken tractor that were not designed to be freestanding, in which I wired at either end to some fence posts. The turkeys have often perched there, and as the birds have gotten heavier through the summer and fall, their weight began to stress the panels, ultimately collapsing one. Where it collapsed, the sheep walked over it, and while the turkeys were out wandering during the day Wednesday, the sheep entered the turkey's room and ate whatever grain they could forage in the turkey's feeder. I decided the collapsed section needed to be replaced with sturdier material, for which I salvaged an old pig panel, and that the fencing needed an additional fence post as structural support. The fence is on a shale ridge where Macho Matt installed the initial posts using a gas-powered auger, so I was a little uncertain I'd be able to plant the new fence post by hand, especially as it's been so dry for the last couple of months, and I expected the ground to be quite hard. I assure you, there is absolutely no better remedy for feeling defeated by a powerful adversary than to confront another strong adversary and prevail. Repeatedly driving a post hole digger into the ground, I made slow progress at first, the dry soil at the top being hard to penetrate, and then too powdery below to easily keep together in the teeth of the digger. When I got about 8 inches down, I encountered a large rock that I was afraid would turn out to be a shelf of shale. I enlarged the hole, made exploratory digs with a shovel to determine the rock's precise contours, and pounded the digger as best I could around its periphery. Though repeated plunges with the digger got me no deeper, I began to sense enough wriggling in the rock that I was able to maneuver under it with a prising bar and slowly leverage it out. Once that 4-inch thick obstacle was out, I was able to proceed much more quickly to the depth I needed to successfully plant the post. The process had all the elements of long-term social change, the initial phase of barely making any progress at all, the long period of feeling that you're pounding your head against a brick wall, the aha moment when a big obstacle is cleared, and the home stretch when you're able to achieve your goal. And it seemed especially satisfying to be able to put the entire force of my muscles into that quest, making the process tangible and blowing off steam at the same time. It seemed an apt metaphor for the long road ahead we're going to have to slog. After spending the rest of the morning at work, Eric and I each at our desks, during our lunch break we distributed some flyers in strategic locations to promote our turkeys for Thanksgiving. I've assumed that the sort of anxious paralysis and preoccupation I felt for several weeks before the election, which had distracted me from my usual promotional activity, have similarly affected others, accounting for why 3 weeks out I still have unreserved turkeys. My expectation in distributing the flyers was that rather than wallow in grief, folks would now pivot to the pressing and positive business of getting ready for Thanksgiving. It is, I humbly submit, time to turn that page. In the challenging period the world is about to enter, it may be overwhelming to contemplate how we face big political disputes and accompanying social strife we know is coming. But it's not nearly so difficult to contemplate how we strengthen ourselves and the institutions we hold dear at the local level of family and community. As the farm has taught me, resilience, the ability to meet new challenges, comes with making sure that the smallest building blocks of your world are in good shape and on solid footing. You keep your fences fixed, your gates operational, your animals inculcated to a routine of stable expectations. Other businesses, families, and communities are no different. The tradition of Thanksgiving is one way we solidify our family and friend networks. We express our mutual love through hospitality and sharing a feast. We celebrate the bounty of our agriculture, a core of our well-being. These are not frivolous things. They are building blocks of a stronger future. As a first step, it's time to turn our attention there, folks.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.